here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Made and we're rejoicing and be glad in it. Had a great sleep. Woke up a little bit early today. A lot on my mind. Started to write my weekly commentary, and my old computer went on the fritz with me. And hey, Jared, that's something we got to talk about. Why doesn't my new computer have a Word document? Why does it bring up something called El Libro or something like that? You can't even write with. That's a whole different thing. But so my computer shut down on me. Then I got online and saw some of the tomfoolery, malarkey that's going on in America. And boy, you gotta be a pretty positive person to keep your head above water and keep seeing the good in things and not just get discouraged. So I'm glad you're here today, because I'm here to encourage you this morning, not to discourage you. I'm over here looking to see who's in here as far as the queue is concerned, because I want to bark out some congratulations to a couple folks who aren't in here. I'm not gonna wait any longer for them. I understand why. Kevin Van Story did not win his congressional seat last night. Kevin, I wish you were in there, because I'd like to talk directly to you. I've run for office three times, maybe four. I've run for office, and I've never won. And each time I run for office, I thank God, number one, I didn't win. If you can believe that, I always thank God I didn't win. And number two, I always thank God for the platform that he gave me to be able to run. The platform that opens up to you, the things that you're able to see. So I salute the fact that Kevin ran. He ran against an incumbent. There were a bunch of guys in the race. Kevin finished, I think, third. Got 11,000 votes or something like that. See, we live in a system, folks, where incumbency is so, so powerful. It's hard to get an incumbent out. And Kevin was running against an incumbent, and it shows exactly where we are, that everybody gripes and moans and complains about the government, and then we re-elect the same people. So there's Billy Long in the 7th District. He won it by a wide margin. Kevin finished third. I finished third once in a 7-8-man race. I know what it's like. And I just want to – I don't know how – you know, how do you – way to go, Kevin. That's all I say, man. God bless you. God bless you for stepping out there, throwing your hat in the ring, taking on the slings of an arrow, and standing up and speaking the truth. We need more and more people to do that kind of thing. And sometimes it's hard for us to – me, I'm talking to me now. It's hard for us to make a decision whether we can make greater impact in the system or outside the system. I really don't know. I've thought often about running for a position here in either in our county or in our state. And they say, well, you know – it's important to have godly people in there. Yeah, but the system is so ungodly. And I tell my wife, the last thing I want to do is get in a room and break chicken bones with unprincipled people. I don't want to live my life like that. Hey, Mike Heath, isn't that what it's like? Isn't that really what it's like? Isn't politics getting in there and breaking chicken bones with unprincipled people and begging evil men to do what's good? Isn't that really what politics is all about, Mike? Begging evil men to do good?
Did you agree with that? That was my experience 20 years representing Christianity as leader of the Christian Civic League of Maine. Mm-hmm. Forgive me, I'm getting used to everything here.
That's okay. That's all right. But that's where we are. Larry. Yeah.
Having won one election in the Republican Party picture, and I got in the room where we were breaking bread with unprincipled people, and it turned my stomach, and I actually quit and ran, because I wanted nothing to do with being affiliated with those evil people.
Yeah, but see, there's our dilemma, isn't it, folks? There's our dilemma. If we leave the system up to those people, we get what we have. But it would be torture for me to get into an elected position and have to deal with unprincipled men. It would be torture. I would do it if the Lord called me to do it. I told my wife, I ran for Congress in 2010. If I had been elected to Congress in 2010, I'd either be president or dead. I'm not sure which. Chances are probably dead because don't buck the system. So, Kevin, I salute you out there, man. I salute you. Don't you dare. Here's what I tell everybody. Kevin, there are millions of people in your district, in the 7th district in Springfield. Millions of people live in, and I imagine, I'm trying to see if it tells how many votes there were. Probably 100,000 people voted. Kevin, you finished third. You finished third out of 100,000 people. So I salute you. I salute you. And Kevin, you ought to just hit your knees and thank God you didn't win. I'm just telling you. If I ever run again, I'm 67 years old. Listen to me. I'm going to run to the death. And what I mean by that, if I were to ever get elected to office, I will have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather I will expose them, even if they're on my own team. I won't play politics. I won't do that. That's a whole nother show, okay? It's a whole nother show.
Amen.
Second guy I want to pat on the back is Jeff now. We started to talk about that yesterday, Mike. I don't know if you can throw it up there or not. This second day, Jeff's on the West Coast. Jeff's in Fallon, Nevada. And we all know Jeff and all the stuff that he does and gets up every morning. Well, Jeff Fallon, according to Mass Resistance, next time, I'm going to keep this close because the next time Jeff is in the queue, we're going to talk about this. But Mass Resistance, which is an organization out of Massachusetts, Mike could probably give us a little bit more background on that. Mass Resistance credits Jeff Nell, one of the guys in the queue, with his cross hat on, with being the guy who prohibited drag queen story hour and public libraries. And, you know, we can say what you want. Say what you want about any of us here in the queue. This guy rubs me the wrong way. That guy rubs me the wrong way. I don't care. Jeff Nell's a doer. He's committed to what he believes. He goes at it wholeheartedly. And the result of it is no drag steam story hour where Jeff Nell lives because he stood up and did the right thing.
Coach.
And yeah.
Just a minute on Mass Resistance. It was founded by a Jewish man named Brian Kammacher over 30 years ago. And there's the camera. I got 6 screens in front of me and I'm producing the show.
I can't imagine.
Trying to figure out how audio and all this crap work. So anyway, Brian Kammacher, who's Jewish, over 30 years ago decided that he would jump in to the deep end of the pool in the fight against sodomy. And I have to say that he is unlike any other human being on the planet in terms of his insights on that issue and his persistence. And here's the mic drop for me with Brian Kammacher. For decades, he and I have talked, and he gets it. He understands, and Jeff has proven it in this story right here that I'm scrolling, that offense wins. Not numbers, coach. Offense, when it comes to the sodomy issue, offense wins. Defense loses every single time. Offense wins. Offense wins. That's the only way we're going to win.
Let me make a point here, and I know Right Wing Watch can't wait to write this, but I think it's important that I say it. I believe this, that the most selfish spirit in America today is the homosexual spirit. It's totally focused on self.
Amen.
The homosexual spirit does not care what you teach your children in your home. They want to cram what they believe down the throat of your children, down the throat of you, and down the throat of the church. That's what they want to do. So that's why I say this. I am not at all surprised that one of the biggest frauds walking the streets of America today is Ellen DeGeneres. I'm not surprised. Amen, I'm not surprised by that at all. Doesn't surprise me, not in the least. And she puts on this be kind, happy, 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 happy. And behind the scenes, from what I understand, from simply my opinion, she is a vicious, vicious individual. Vicious. They hate her. They hate her. And why is that? Because the most selfish, self-centered, focused thing you can do is to be that homosexual spirit. Write that one, Kyle. Write that one. Because homosexuality is always and only about the gratification of self.
Amen, Coach.
That's what it is. In fact, that's the spirit of the age. It's the same thing with abortion, right? My body, my choice, my. What about my rights? My. That's what it's about. That's what we're up against. And I thank God that all of these folks, all of these kingdoms are being pulled down right before us. They're all being pulled down. And I don't know whether we're going to see the perp walks with Hillary and all that stuff. I don't know if we're ever going to see all that stuff, but I want you to know this. It's being exposed like we have never, ever seen before. It's being exposed. It says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And the Lord himself is exposing them. Ellen DeGeneres. Hey, Mike. Now I really want to make Right Wing Watch mad. Hey, Mike. Okay, Lord, I will say it. No one else will. I will, Lord. Mike, try to pull up a recent picture of Ellen DeGeneres. Just Google one. Just Google one.
Hey, Coach, don't you mean Alan?
Well, hang on here a second. Because the scriptures say in Romans 1, it says, see, that's a nice picture of her. She's smiling for the camera. That's a fake picture of Ellen. Pull up a real picture of her where she's not really smiling for the cameras, okay? Because she's been on the TV since 2013. She's 2003. She's had a show since 2000. See, I don't like any. These are all staged program photographs of her. Mike, see if you can find a photo of Ellen DeGeneres today. Like maybe search, just Google search Ellen DeGeneres, not pictures of her, and see what kind of picture shows up. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. It says in Romans 1, receiving in themselves the due punishment of that which is meet or do. Now stop a minute. Kyle, write this down, Kyle. Romans 1. Mike can't find it. That's okay. It doesn't matter. Here's the point I'm making. Oh, Kyle, you're squirming now. Folks, Ellen DeGeneres. There's right there in the middle, Mike. We're holding a microphone. Down, right there. Ellen DeGeneres is looking more and more like a man every day. And dare I say it, an old man. All the makeup that they can put on her does not change what she really looks like. Hear me. Receiving in themselves the due punishment for that which was meet. Mike, that's Romans 1. See if you can dig that up so people don't think I'm making that one up. It is the judgment of God that they are receiving in themselves the due punishment. Receiving in themselves. What do you think that would mean? That you would receive in yourself. Go on down, Mike. That's probably down about, I don't know, 18, 19, 20. Let's see. And the Shane goes, because that was a new glorifying thing, we made imagination full shows dark for thousands wise be killing, change the glory of Christ God.
27. But
these, what's that?
27.
And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves. Hey, can somebody clarify that what that would mean? Receiving in themselves the recompense or the payment of their error which was due. What does that mean? They become what they claim they are. Ellen DeGeneres is looking more and more manly all of the time. She's receiving it herself. That's her punishment. That's her punishment. When Ellen DeGeneres gets away, from the cameras and the makeup artists and the bright lights. She looked like a man.
Well, not only that, Coach, they receive in themselves the reaping and sowing factor, because it's a perverted sowing. When you look at that, it is an ugly reaping of it. It's a perverted looking. It's not. When I look at you, I see a man. When I look at her and I see what you're saying, this transformation, but it's a perverted, distorted image of what a man should look like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. But hey, Dale, I saw a couple pictures of her the other day. She looked like some guy that you'd see at a Cincinnati Reds ball game. She looked like a man, just an old, harrowed, hacked man. How old is she, Mike? Could you Google that real quick? This is not pick on Ellen DeGeneres Day. This is Wake Up America Day, okay? This is Wake Up America Day. They're trying to make this woman who is acting like a man, trying to make it loving and kind. And of course, she's gay and happy and be nice. Isn't that her slogan? How old is Ellen? It's a fraud. See, Ellen DeGeneres is a fraud. How old is she there, Mike? Right there. Probably that'll tell us. It won't. Wikipedia? Doesn't that tell us how old she is? She's born 1958. She's 6 years younger than me. She's 59 years old. Even that picture there, they got a picture of her looking like a... Hey, I'm just telling you the truth, okay? Now, let me go on to... And I'm going to... Boy, is this going to be a quick flip. I'm going to do it. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. The whole George Floyd story is a fake.
That's right.
Did you guys see the video? Have you guys... I'm not going to play the video for you. A video was released of the traffic cam of the cops had on him. The entire George Floyd, it was a charade. It was a fake. It was staged. All of it staged. And you know what else? Keith Ellison, dare I say, Muslim Keith Ellison, who is the attorney general in the state of Minnesota, hid the evidence that George Floyd died from a fentanyl overdose. He did not die from what the police officers did to him. And if you guys didn't see about 24 minutes of police camera released yesterday, you'll see it. The story they told us is totally opposite of what really happened. Totally opposite. Right. And they knew it.
From the very beginning, you could look at the video that they put all over the news. And that policeman's knee never restricted or put pressure on the front or where the airway of the neck is. It was always at the back.
He's sitting in the car saying, I can't breathe. This is before they've done anything to him. I can't breathe. I can't. Please, I'm claustrophobic. I can't breathe. These guys went out of their way to do everything they could to treat this guy that they knew was on some type of drugs. In fact, one of the police officers asked him, what are you on? Or are you on something? One of the police officers asked. They knew exactly what they were dealing with. And the media, folks, listen to me. The prosecutor knew it.
Absolutely.
And it allowed Minnesota to burn.
When
he's
crying out that he's claustrophobic.
He's claustrophobic.
I'm sorry.
Hey, folks.
No. But when the cops approached his car, where was he? In his car with the windows up. He was not claustrophobic, Coach. He was on something.
Yeah, well, whatever it was, the entire narrative is wrong. Now, I'm going to listen. You know why you guys tune in here? Because I say the truth that nobody else will say. Do you think Keith Ellison's a good American? Does anybody think Keith Ellison is for the advancement of the American way? Or deep in his heart, is he for the advancement of the Muslim way? What do you think? Is he for the advancement of America, or is he for the destruction of America? What do you think?
Coach, why don't we have only there should only be nationalists in office? Why should there be any other kind of person in office? Only nationalists.
Okay, I'm going somewhere this morning, Vinny. It's all over me today. I'm going somewhere, folks.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think everything over in China that we happen to see months before the stuff ever hit here, do you think most of that stuff was staged? It's like a big Hollywood movie to provoke the whole world to think this thing was real.
Well, you know, Alan, it's like this. I said the other day to my wife, or maybe she said it to me. I can't remember which. I walk outside my house. I feel like I'm watching a sci-fi movie. I feel like I'm watching a movie that was made in the 70s or 80s of people in mind control. That's what I think. It's like I'm looking. Does anybody else feel like that other than me? I'm looking around me and say, what is going on? What is going on? Now they want kids in Ohio. Our governor ruled yesterday that every kid that goes to school in Ohio, kindergarten through, must wear a mask in school.
Hey, Coach.
Hang on. Hang on, Brian. If you send your kid to school wearing a mask, they'll take you outside and bullwhip you. Go ahead, Brian.
No, just saying, I feel like I'm in a dream and I'm ready to wake up.
Well, you're not going to wake up, Brian.
I know.
You're not going to wake up. This is it, man. This is what we're facing. Now, I got to show you. I want to show you two things. Hey, real quickly, stream of consciousness here. Gold broke $2,000 yesterday for the first time in history. Silver is crashing at 24. If you have not ever secured either one of those two as part of your possessions, I implore you to do it now. It wasn't that long ago, gold was $1,200. Gold's almost doubled. Silver was, I remember 6 months ago, silver was $13.50. Today it's almost 24.
It's up $33 in futures this morning before the market opens.
Uh-huh. There you go. Well, anyway, can I bring you some good news here? I want to bring you some good news. I really do. This really, really encouraged me this morning. I don't know if JR is in here. I don't know. Hey, Mike, pull up this thing. It's the second one down. It says Cleveland. I want you guys to watch this. It brought me to tears today. Literally. It brought me to tears today because I saw the solution to America's problems. Expand this if you can, Mike. This is Justin Hilliard, who is a senior at Ohio State University, their football team, and he's just voted captain. Now, it's unusual that Justin Hilliard was voted captain because in his first 3 years at Ohio State University, it's just been one injury after another. He just cannot get healthy. But he's persevered. He keeps working. And for a guy who is not, listen, I coached for a living. For a guy who's not a star, to be voted captain of the team is like something that's never, ever, it's unbelievable. But I'm going to show you the answer to here's the answer to America's race problems. Here's the answer to our problems. This is 2 minutes. Justin Hilliard is voted captain. He gets on the phone surrounded by two of his coaches, his position coaches. What does he do? He calls his dad. Get some Kleenex. Go ahead, Mike.
One time, I'm gonna answer.
Hold on, please.
Hello? Dad? You there?
Yeah.
You got a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna I'm gonna Coach Wash and Coach Madison.
Hey, what's going on, Carl?
Oh Lord, don't tell me no bad news. I'm having a good day.
Well, yeah. Listen, go ahead.
Yeah, Dad, you're not getting any bad news now. You should be really, really proud that your son has been named one of the captains at Ohio State University.
Hey!
Hey, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And he's earned it. I'm going to tell you that. He has earned it. That's something you know is not given out. That is you should be so proud. Oh, and we're proud, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you want to... Yeah, I wanted you to be the first person I told. I appreciate everything you've done for me over these years, man.
Oh.
How about this? This is awesome.
Love you, Dad.
Uh-huh. You got a great dad.
Love you too, son.
Wow. He's a lot, great man. Dad, boy.
And Carl, you know, everybody on the team has an unbelievable amount of respect for Justin about just from everything, how he handles his business and everything he's been through. And like Coach Maddie said earlier, you'd be so proud of him, and I know you are. I just hear it coming through the phone. So he's very deserving of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted you to be the first one to know.
Oh, man, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
You deserve it, man. You worked your ass off, and, man, you just...
Yes, you have.
A kid, and just all that you've gone through, man, is, you got a story to tell, man. Just stay the course, son.
Yeah.
Stay the course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Well, I appreciate everything you do, Dad. You know I love you.
Oh, my gosh. If I was there, boy, I would pick you up off your feet, man.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Wow. I appreciate it, Coach. Thank y'all for just continuing to be there for my son and keeping him lifted up and believing in him. Oh, man.
Well.
All right.
Oh, good. Good, good news,
thank
always.
You guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
welcome.
You got it.
I feel good now. So I just cried. I'm
good. Yeah, get back on that call, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, I love you. I'll call you back, Dad.
Yeah, I love you too, baby. All right,
love you. All right,
good luck.
That was awesome. Man. Wonder how many black kids in the ghetto long to hear those words from a father, huh?
Exactly, Coach. Amen. Thanks for playing that video.
Yep. You probably won't see that much of the media, will you? Doesn't meet the paradigm, does it? Doesn't meet it.
So, Dave.
And media doesn't play encouraging messages. All they do is... Right.
Especially on black guys. Especially on black guys. Go ahead, Roger.
It's the number one problem in the black community, and it's becoming a problem in the white community.
Yep.
Dads are not at home.
Amen,
Roger. A young man needs the influence of a man, a dad.
Amen.
They're not there. It's the number one problem. It's not going to go away until that issue is healed.
Hey, Coach,
amen, buddy.
Hey, Coach, can I say this? Men compliment women, women compliment men, and neither are complete without the other.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not. I've never been black. So I don't know what it, I don't know what it's. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it means.
Coach, you're black enough for me, brother.
Well, Vinny, here's my point. I don't care who you are. You don't have a daddy. You ain't got much of a chance. Life's going to be, if you don't have a daddy, you better pray for an influential coach in your life. You better pray for one. If you right now, mommy's out there, if you single mommies are out there, you better pray for an influential coach in the life of your son. And not so cavalierly respond or think about who's working with your child. Because the truth of it is, Ohio State University, this Justin Hilliard, they didn't get a broken child. They got a strong child who was broken physically, who had been trained and raised by what obviously is a strong, godly man. And they handed their son off to Ohio State University. And the coaches at Ohio State just did the finish work on what Dad had already started. And I wonder, think back on my own life, in my own life. How many of you ever took the time to sit down and tell your dad thanks? Or better yet, how many of you dads listening to me right now ever had your son tell you that? Thanks, Dad. Thanks for all you did. Thanks for all the sacrifices you make. See, we live in a society where everybody is, what's the word they use? Everybody, they deserve it, right? They deserve it. Everybody's privileged. That's what it is. Everybody's privileged. And the idea of a son looking at Dad in his eye and saying, thanks, Dad, pretty rare. pretty rare. Go ahead, Roger. I saw you try to climb in there. And girls. Yeah, somebody just put up their girls. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, and it plays into homosexuality. The young man is looking for affection from a male.
Affirmation.
Proper affection.
Mm-hmm.
Proper care and love. And so they start looking, and then they're assaulted and they're abused.
Yeah.
And then they move towards the homosexual lifestyle because of that assault or abuse. It's, the figures are unbelievable. 70-75% of the homosexuals have been abused sexually.
Amen.
So it is, if the problems would be solved if we would deal with these issues, but nobody wants to face the truth.
Roger, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning.
The problem is not reparations.
You broke up.
Daddy's need is not reparations. The problem is daddies need to be in the home.
It's preparations. Right. Not reparations. It's preparations, right?
Right. Reparations, they've been giving money all this time. What does the money do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So, Vinny, I got up this morning at 4 o'clock to write my commentary. The Lord woke me right up, and then my computer went on a blink. I didn't get to finish, but I'll share it with you tomorrow. Here's a question I'm asking in tomorrow's commentary. Who owns the church? Who owns the church? Does the government own the church?
Well, Coach,
why is the church? See, it's an adulterous affair, friends. It's an adulterous affair. It's like the government and the church were married once. In 1947, with Everson versus the Board of Education, separation between the church and state. Well, a separation took place. The government got away from his wife, the church, and now the government's just an abusive ex-husband.
Amen, Coach.
And we're stupid enough to think that we are somehow still married to and in partnership with the government. Don't miss it tomorrow. Who owns the church? We'll tell you this. It ain't the government. Hey, it ain't the government. The church created the government. The government did not create the church.
Amen.
Who owns the church? Next thing, more good news. Mike, go to Facebook. Go to Facebook. Stella. They don't know. Stay right there, Mike. They don't know what to do with Stella. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. So I'm talking to Steve out there. Steve's listening now. Some others that have stuff going on in your life. I want to tell you something. The Lord, you want to get promoted in the kingdom? You want to get promoted? I'm going to tell you. Persecution brings promotion. Persecution brings promotion. The Lord will never put you in a situation where you have to sell out for him that he does not reward you as a result of it. Never. That will never, ever happen. Persecution leads to promotion. Don't, folks, write that one down. Persecution leads to promotion. Now, Stella, Dr. Stella, I want you to watch how she handles herself here. This is an interview. And the guy interviewing her, remember we talked yesterday about the kingdom of God, and not having the ability, natural man can't even understand. The natural man cannot understand what Dr. Stella is saying to him. He cannot understand. And I want you to, do you remember the other day I told you when she started talking about demon seed and incubus and succubus? I said, Lord, this is a revealing. This is an unveiling by the Lord. This is of the Lord. How else could this woman possibly get a national position, national platform upon which to stand and be able to say this to the world? Now hear me. Here's a question you have got to ask yourself. You listening, Mike? Huh? You listening, all of you out there? Dale? Are you guys ready for when your moment of persecution comes? Are you ready? Because if you properly handle the persecution, it will lead to a promotion. It will lead to a promotion in the kingdom, not in the natural world. It may cost you everything, but it is going to lead to persecution, will lead to promotion. So Dr. Stella gets the opportunity to come out and talk about the lie, what's going on with the coronavirus. And she talks about spiritual aspect of what's going on. She didn't talk about incubus and succubus when she was in front of the Supreme Court. She spoke about incubus and succubus in a video that she had made as a minister. And people went and were looking for garbage on her, and they found this, and they made her out to be a kook. They made her out to be a kook. God put her in a position. She was ready for the position. She was ready for the opportunity. The word says, you shall be brought before governors and kings for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And think about what you shall speak, for it shall be given to you that same hour what you shall speak, because it's not you that speaks, but your Father which speaks through you. Are you ready for that moment in your life? Are you ready for it? Because they don't come every day.
Yes.
They don't come every day. And if you're ready for the persecution and you're ready for the promotion, then you better have some preparation.
But Dave, yes. Mitt Romney, who wears fancy underwear, he's the sane one.
That's right.
He's the sane religious guy.
No, the sane.
His understanding of religion is okay as he straps on fancy underwear.
That's right. That's right. Okay, boys and girls, you want to watch a spirit-filled? Is anybody noticing that it's spirit-filled women? Is anybody noticing but me noticing that God is raising up black Christians? Anybody noticing that but me?
Huh? Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, a couple weeks ago when you had Bevelin on, you were talking about black privilege. Well, they're taking advantage of this situation and using it for the glory of God.
Right?
Because
well, they're ready. That's what I'm saying, Paul. They're prepared for it, right?
Well, they're willing to stand out. That's what they're willing to do. And
so Paul, we're going to watch this clip and ask yourself this. The average, if this was, what's the quarterback at the Saints? What's his name, Dale? Brett? No. What's his name?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. When the heat got on Drew Brees, he folded, baby.
Coach, if I may real quick on that Drew Brees, he didn't just fold. He threw his father, his physical father, under the bus because it was his father that he used to beginning platform about not kneeling. He said, my father served. And then he recanted that. That's a shame.
Amen. Amen. So I want you to watch this godly woman. They are doing everything they can to persecute her and make her look like a fool and get her to shut up and go sit in the back of the bus and go get in your prayer closet and don't ever come out of there again. And God keeps raising up these vibrant, spirit-filled, godly black women. Watch this 4 minutes. Go ahead. She slices and dices this reporter. Go ahead.
You've been vilified since you were in Washington. I mean, people have brought up these videos, these sermons, they've made you out that... I mean, how do you look at it?
I would really like to... I know a lot of people are kind of like, well, Dr. Stella, poor you. I don't have one... Let me put it this way. I don't even have one bone in my body that feels vilified. Really. I'm one of those... I'm like a totally, like, thick-skinned, number one. Number two, I'm like totally... I don't have one of... I'm not sensitive about stuff. I don't have a sensitive bone in my body, so I really don't care.
When people bring up your religious beliefs, does that bother you?
Bother me? You kidding me? Let me tell you something. I have this video I did about incubus, succubus spirit, mm-hmm. which are like demonic spirits that sleep with people at night.
Mm-hmm.
This video...
So, to some people, that's a far-out concept.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Listen, that video, before CNN started promoting it, had about maybe 175,000 views. Do you know how many views it's at right now?
How many?
600 and something thousand views. CNN has been the greatest promoter of my ministry. Let me tell you something. I'm God's battle axe. My ministry has fire. If you watch that video, it's gonna hit you like fire.
But you're not concerned that people are using that video to undermine your position medically?
How does that undermine my position?
Well, it's just not. I mean, you know how many people it's off the beaten path to say that demons are sleeping with you overnight.
But demons are sleeping with people.
Are they?
Yes. People call me from all over the world for it. They just exposed it. Do you know how many people are going to... Do you know how many people are suffering this that are like texting me, Dr. Emmanuel, I watched the video and I'm delivered? CNN just exposed it. CNN has done like the greatest job of promoting my ministry. Are you kidding me? I ain't worried about them. Also, somebody's like, demons are not going to... What? Demons exist. Whether you... And in fact, the people that are talking are probably demon possessed. I would like to cast a few demons out of them. Okay, let me see. You CNN workers, let's sit in the same room. 1 hour with any of them. Let's see whether they can stand me sitting in the room with them and praying. They'll probably be on the floor swiggling and wiggling on the floor like snakes.
Just out of curiosity, now I'm curious about the demons. I mean, are they physically bodied demons? Or are they?
Why would they be called demons if they were physically bodied?
I don't know. I'm trying
demons
to understand.
Demons are spirits. They are dismembered spirits.
Okay.
Oh, let me tell you. You want to find out the origin of demons? I can tell you that.
I need the short version.
Okay, the short version is that in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, when the world was flooded, when they had Nephilim in the land and the world was flooded, these creatures, their spirits were dismembered. That means their bodies were flooded and their spirits float around. And those are demons. The other demons also come from fallen angels. When Lucifer was cast out of heaven, he was cast out of 1/3 of the angels. So these are demons.
Mm-hmm.
And at the mention of the name of Jesus, they bow. And I am a demon buster. I would cast it out of them CNN anchors. Jesus, I would love to be in the room with them. They will be on the floor swigging and weeding. I'm telling you, that lizard will come out of there and they'll be swigging on the floor like, eh.
That's hilarious. Okay.
They want to talk about my ministry? Oh,
you like it? It's been a boon to the...
Oh, Jesus, people are calling me. People are texting. People are, Dr. Emmanuel, I got delivered. When are you doing deliverance next? CNN has been a boom to the ministry.
Okay,
so God has a way of making the devil bless you. Oh, Jesus, that is so amazing. Yeah. God has a way of making the devil bless you. All this news, people are calling me from everywhere. People want to come and see me. You kidding me?
So what are your immediate plans? You know, you got
my immediate plan is to see patients. My immediate plan is to keep screaming till they stop letting Americans die. And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to be silenced. My immediate plan is to pray until these powers, these diabolic powers that want to destroy these nations are destroyed. And it's going to be war. Do you understand me? I'm a warrior. I'm a sniper in the kingdom of God. It's on.
Sniper! She's a sniper in the kingdom of God.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Two things. Number one, the media doesn't learn their lessons, do they?
No.
They did the same thing to Donald Trump. They made him out to be a fool and idiot, and guess what? He got all this free publicity. Look at this lady. She said, how many hits did she have on her website? 600,000?
Yeah, over 600,000. Yes.
600,000. And then also, too, now I'm not saying what she's talking about. Almost like the foolish things to confound the wise right. of this world. And that's what I think. And it's like you said earlier, black. And I thought about this about last week, and I didn't have a chance to say anything about it, but, you know, God is raising up these, you know, you look at, I say the triumvirate. You got Candace Owens, yep. Bevelin, and this lady here, all Amen. Speaking out and yep. not afraid to speak out. And it's just, I think it's awesome.
I think the worm is turning, Paul. The worm is turning. Those guys I ran into when we were in New York. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm going to have. But go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I'm just going to say this. But the gospel is being preached.
Yep.
And CNN is using it. And CNN is the conduit, and they don't even realize it.
Paul, it comes back to remember yesterday we talked about the natural man receives not the things of the spirit. Indeed, it's foolishness to him. Did you hear the reporter when she talked about casting out demons? Did you hear what the reporter said? He said, that's hilarious. She didn't think it was hilarious, but she was smart enough to know he didn't get it. She was speaking language he did not understand.
That reporter obviously had never read, I think it was Benjamin Franklin's quote that said, it's better to keep your mouth shut and have people think you're a fool than to open it and prove it.
Amen. But Larry, the same thing is... Go ahead, Gary.
I was going to say, You know, they've created this narrative and God's using it. You can't say nothing about black people. You can't say nothing about women. And God says, okay, you can't say nothing about black and black women. I'll use them.
Amen.
You know, what are they going to say? You know, they're stuck.
Amen.
They're stuck.
See, they think she's crazy. They don't think John Lewis, was that his name? John Lewis was 100% pro-abortion in his voting. Planned Parenthood, John Lewis was 100%. And they're killing black babies at Planned Parenthood. And John Lewis 100% supported the killing of black babies at Planned Parenthood. And we think he's sane. Right?
Also, hey, Coach.
Oh.
Go, Paul.
No, I was just going to say, I saw a meme the other day that showed two symbols. One was a Confederate flag, the other one's Planned Parenthood. Which one has killed more black people in the history of America?
Amen. Truth's going to come out. Jeff, you're going to say something.
You notice how, and we got to start doing this more, and I've been doing it with people. I noticed her, when she's going to bring truth to somebody, hear what she said? She looked at him, pointed at him with that look of just boldness and determination. She said, let me tell you this. She said that a couple of times. You just get your attention.
Listen, it's important, folks. Listen. Truth will defend itself. You have to speak the truth. You don't have to defend it. I'm going to say that again. Your job is to speak the truth. Truth will defend itself. You don't have to defend the truth. Just speak the truth. Now, if you would go back, Mike, can you pull that clip up there again? Get her back up there, because I want you to watch something. When he said, when the reporter said to her, it's about a minute into it, Mike. Okay, hang on here a minute. Go about a minute into it, Mike, because he says to her, you know, a lot of people think of what this is out of the ordinary, and watch how she doesn't even respond. Why doesn't she even respond? Because she knows he don't get it. She didn't try to explain it to him. She knows he's a natural man. Like, he don't get it. She said, well, whatever. She just went on. She knew the audience she was speaking to. See if we can find that segment.
You like fire. But you're not concerned that people are using that video to undermine your position medically?
How does that undermine my position?
Well, it's just not. I mean, it's off the beaten path to say that demons are sleeping with you overnight.
But demons are sleeping with people.
Are they?
Yes. People call me from all over the world for it. They just exposed it. Do you know how many people are gonna? Do you know how many people are suffering this that are like texting me, Dr. Emmanuel? I watched the video and I'm delivered. CNN just exposed it. CNN has done like the greatest job of promoting my ministry. You kidding me? I'm worried about them. Also, somebody's like, demons are not gonna. What? Demons exist. Whether you, and in fact, the people that are talking are probably demon possessed. I would like to cast a few demons out of them. Okay, let me see.
Okay,
you CNN
there,
workers,
right?
Let's sit
you
in the same room.
Folks,
1 hour with did, any of them.
She didn't let's, get off her message. She didn't try to convince him. She spoke the truth and moved on.
That's amen.
That's all we can do.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I bet you won't see her on CNN with Don Lemon, will you?
Oh. I know. I don't think you will.
Yeah. Imagine the deliverance that'll take place on that show.
Yes. Imagine that, huh? And she's calling. I don't know if you guys know this or not. They're zooming in on her with her big eyes because they want you to think she's nuts. You getting it? You guys get what's going on here? The manipulation? And do you understand that she realizes who she's talking to? And she don't give a quarter. She don't give an inch.
What I love about it, Coach, is you know, the spirit that is within her has stirred that pot. And the enemy is overplaying its hand. She said it. Y'all are my best platform.
Yeah.
Her message that has been inside of her all of these years, not just recently, all of these years, is because just as Satan, as Paul wrote in Corinthians, had they known what they had done, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Satan overplayed his hands then, and guess what is happening here? Overplaying his hand again.
Amen. Amen. Our job is to stand up and speak the truth, not defend the truth. I see Kevin Van Story is in here. Kevin, we talked about you at the beginning. I want you to know how proud we are of you and what you did. That you stepped into the arena. You gave it your best shot. You used the platform that the Lord gave you. You glorified the Lord. And you've been promoted in the kingdom of God, Kevin. I want you to know that. There's no shame. I said to everybody there, Kevin, 100,000 some votes voted. You finished third, brother. You finished third in that entire district. You deserve a pat on the back. Are you there, Kevin?
Yes, sir, I'm here. And sorry I wasn't in to begin with. I was
No.
Taking my wife some breakfast. But I got to witness and testify to so many people.
Yep.
I got to share. I got to find out that there's a remnant. There's a remnant out here.
Well, you know what else,
Kevin? Kevin,
here's the dilemma you're fighting. We're all fighting. Christians didn't vote for you, Kevin. You know that, don't you?
Some did.
Yeah, some did, but a lot of them didn't. A lot of Christians didn't vote for you. Why didn't they, Kevin? Because they've been secularized. They don't believe Christian values should be promoted in the government. You understand that, don't you, bud? If the Christians had voted for you rather than Billy Long, who's been there 10 years or whatever, if the Christians had voted for the Christian man, they'd have voted for you. So the failure wasn't with you, brother. It's with the Christians. You got that?
Yes, sir.
You're a window to him. You're a window. See, I really like that, Kevin, but he can't win. I really like him, but he's too religious. He'll never be able to win with that religious message. That, Kevin, you wouldn't believe the number of times that was probably whispered in all throughout your district. Really like that guy. Did your church stand up for you, Kevin? Church stand up? Nope. So it's not an expose on you. It's an expose on the church. Again. With me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was fortunate. My little church did stand up, but the big churches, no. I was too crusty. They do a conservative review. And on the conservative review, I scored 92%. Billy Long scored 64%.
Yep.
I was too crusty.
That's right. And the church voted for who? They voted for the guy who's already in it. We got our government screwed up, so we gave 2 more years to the guy who's been in there screwing up the government. It's like when Joe Biden comes and says he wants to fix the government. He's been in government for 50 years. He caused all the problems. And now we're stupid enough to think he's going to go fix them, correct them. I just want you to know we're proud of you, man. Want you to know that we're proud of you.
Amen, huh? Kevin. You were a Johnny Appleseed. You planted a lot of seed in that area.
You got a promotion in the kingdom of God. Don't ever think you didn't, brother. You got a promotion.
Many people do not win in the first go round. Well, I think we got a big one. We ought to look to his name is Abraham Lincoln. many times in the political environment, the first run is just name recognition run. And Kevin, come out in 2 years. Everybody knows your name now. The next round could be a lot easier.
It could be. The power of incumbency is almost impossible to overcome, though. They get all the money. They can get direct mailing. I mean, it's system is so screwed up. Go ahead, Jack.
The running is part of the equation. It's the running is where you get to touch people. The running is where you get to influence people. I'd like to see lots of people run. I don't care if they win or not. I'd like to see them win. But the running is where they get to talk to people.
That's it. That's the platform, Jack. That's the platform. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I've got a little platform, a little base now, and I got this guy by the name of Coach Dave Dobermeyer that's going to show me how to utilize that, because I got almost 11,000 people now that are convinced that Kevin Van Story is a pretty good guy. So.
Well, Kevin, how many woke up this morning and said, God, I wish I'd have voted for him. I never dreamed he'd get that many votes. Yeah, there's a lot of that, right? So understand the way we're programmed. Understand it. Understand that the Republican machine didn't want you in there. They didn't want you in there. They got Billy Long. Billy Long is one of the company man. They want to keep their company man in there. Go, Dale.
Yep, and Roger's absolutely right. And, brother, all I can tell you is that influenced those people. You're talking 10,000 votes. They're looking for you in the next election, and that number will climb, brother. What happens when a righteous man falls? he gets back up and keeps running.
Hey, Kevin, just be like Estella. Just keep speaking the truth, man. Every opportunity you get to speak the truth. Hey, I have made so many enemies over the truth.
But you've made some great friends, Coach.
I've made some great friends, but I made a lot of enemies, man. Coach, the truth divides.
Can I throw the mirror image there?
Sure.
In Maine, in our primary, we just put in the Christian pro-life, pro-war, pro-more money being wasted Christian, and he's getting the backing of the church. And they will vote for him instead of the no-war, pro-life, non-Christian that didn't get the vote of the mainstream church that hasn't got a clue what they're doing. The Christian Civic League of Maine wouldn't support us when we were trying to overturn the anti-religious bills. They only picked and chose the ones they liked. And they lost.
So I remember when Mike Heath told me that when he was running the Christian Civic League of Maine, that it would have been a lot easier if they'd just removed the name Christian. If they just called themselves the Civic League of Maine, because that would have more represented their values. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, that's very much the case. And one of the things that happened in the 20 years I was at the Christian Civic League, I don't know how to put my face up, so you'll have to...
You're okay. You're there good.
Forgive
you're
me. Good. We decided that instead of using a lobbying strategy, which makes you focused on civics, we chose to take the argument to the ballot. And what was the argument? The argument was that sexual orientation was actually a euphemism for sodomy. We didn't use the word sodomy, but I argued against sexual orientation for 20 years. And we did not lobby, which meant that I was free to fall back on what preacher...
Kevin.
What's her name?
Stella.
What Stella was talking about. And I just always flopped back on Christianity when they pushed me. I said, Christianity works. You tell me how sexual orientation works. So anyway, the point is, if you run a lobbying strategy, you've got to put the emphasis on civics. If I was able to be a populist, that's what Donald Trump is. He's a populist. He's appealing to a populism, a nationalism, and he's winning, and he's going to win again in November.
So, Jack, it should be the Republican Civic League of Maine. Is that what it should be, Jack, the Republican Civic League of Maine?
Unfortunately. How stupid. How utterly stupid. Yeah. The Rhino Civic League.
Let me close with this. Mike, go to my Facebook page. Bob Evans showed up at my house yesterday. He told me he was coming. He and Tammy, he told me he was coming. He told me he wanted to paint the tower, and he did. But pulling on his trail... On his trailer, the other way, Mike, I'm sorry. Pulling on his trailer was this right there. I don't know, Mike, if you can make that bigger or not. This is the hill on the main road. And Bob fashioned, cut up, nailed together the letters. You probably can't see that real because we can't make it larger. Jesus, King of Kings. And that sits, this is at the bottom of the road. Going by the property. I went out and laid that out yesterday. We're going to paint it white. And one of the things we like so much about it, Jesus, King of... Bob did this. He fashioned this. He cut up those pieces. He nailed them together. I don't know how long it took him. But I've told some of you, this is the flight path into Port Columbus in Columbus, Ohio. When you're coming south or you're coming east, you fly over Buckeye Lake. I don't know why, but that is the flight path. And everybody that flies over Buckeye Lake is going to see a white painted Jesus, King of Kings, emblazoned in the property at Sky High. I'm telling you, you can't appreciate how big this is. You can't appreciate how big it is. You just can't. Now I got to get a paintbrush and get out there and paint that thing up there. So I salute Bob and Tammy again for their efforts. And I don't know where I'd ever be without them. Hey, listen, get yourself prepared. because you don't know when your moment of persecution is coming. And don't ever forget, persecution leads to promotion. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're off.